Oh, man, I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. What about you all? I've been, I heard a few sermons over the last few weeks that have really spoke to me about how diluted the gospel is getting preached in modern times. About how worship services are turned into more of a rock concert, a feel-good party, whatever. And it really spoke to my heart. And I've been asking God for guidance to help us to get back to the root. And what is the root? The root is Jesus Christ. What is our hope built on? Nothing but Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And that's getting left out. That's getting watered down. Folks, we got to come back to that. And, you know, I don't know anybody's heart here today, but this message is for you. And when I say that, I'm not pointing a finger at any one person, because that message was for me first, and it's for all of us. So as we get into this morning, so much has already went on that we don't realize what God does. So many things have been addressed, issues that are going on in families and in our communities, right here in this church this morning, that have been discussed and brought to light. And God has already addressed them with scriptures and teachings from lessons. We all got to pay attention. We all got to remain focused on what is true and what is real. We've talked about Satan, the deceiver, this morning. He wants to deceive you. He wants to ruin you. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your witness. He wants to take everything away from you, all your hope. And we know by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony that can be overcome. Amen. We can't let that happen. And it's got to start right here in this space inside of each one of us, so that it may grow. Because, you know, our country is under, well, everybody knows what's going on in our country today. We've asked why so many times in our sermons, in our teachings this morning, we've asked God why. And so many things we don't understand. And this is getting to the point of the message is going to take off here in a minute. But there's so many things we don't understand. Agreed? Because we are limited. Scripture text is going to be out of Isaiah chapter 55. And I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 11. Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 11. And if y'all would, we'll stand for the reading of his word. Those who can, those who can't, God knows the heart. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel. for he hath glorified thee. Verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, for my thoughts than your thoughts. Let us pray. Lord, again, we are just so humbled to bow here before you this morning. We want to give you honor and glory. We want to worship you in spirit and truth. We want to remain focused on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask for your guidance here in this service this morning. May your Holy Spirit move freely among us. May it move upon the hearts. Maybe somebody's lost this morning. Maybe somebody's discouraged this morning. We just ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will encourage and stir and move and guide and direct us here this day. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that made their way out. I ask for your blessing on their home and their family, Lord. I ask for you to be with those that couldn't be here for any reason at all. You know the needs. We ask, Lord, again, that you bless our pastor and his family. In these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. Amen. Thank you. Be seated. Be seated. And that scripture, God had kind of led me to that scripture earlier in the week. A couple of situations arose that made me think of that. Then Greg's teaching Wednesday night went right back to that. The scripture, the key is, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So how often, one thing that came to my mind, I could stand right here and I could talk to Sean and I could tell him whatever, and my words would be saying, but my mind could be thinking something totally different. Now God cannot do that. God will not do that. God's thoughts are true, and he doesn't hide anything from anyone at any time. We learned so much this morning in the classes. He'll harden whose heart he needs to harden for him to be glorified. He doesn't do that in an arrogant saying, look at me, but he's saying, look at me. Larry, in his prayer, he said, I am. And I couldn't help but think, am I? Am I willing to stand with the I am? And that was the point. God is bigger than we can imagine. God is bigger than we can comprehend. And the point of all this is to help us to recognize that well, God's word is true. God's word is real. We cannot manipulate that word. And right back to the gospel is being manipulated. In our world today, it's being manipulated. In our churches today, it's being manipulated. In our families today, and it's being manipulated to satisfy me. Now that scripture that says to work out your own salvation, I remember it took me a long time to really comprehend what he was meaning when he said that. And it was, you know, to make it so it fits me. And that's not it at all.
Amen.
That's not it at all. It is your responsibility for your salvation with your personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Yeah, I couldn't help but think, you can't go through Dave to get saved. And that's the point right there. It's not work out my salvation through our pastor. No, it's work out my salvation on my own with Jesus Christ. And again, it's not to manipulate it to make it how I want it to be, how I think it to be, because God's word says my thoughts are not as his thoughts. I can't comprehend. That's where the faith, the mystery of grace is. Because we can't fully understand grace. Let me see what I got wrote down here. The mystery of grace. I was thinking about that reading Rod read earlier about not of works, lest any of us should boast. Because our works are produced by the Holy Spirit. Our works are produced by being a Christian. Our works are produced from within. And the point being, the mystery of grace, when the scriptures were written, and I'm going to hit on 2 Timothy 3:16 real fast. I'm going to read that and then talk just for a second. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and reproof, for correction and for instruction in righteousness, that man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, if you just drop back real quick to 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who has given himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now, for without the leading of the Holy Spirit, we will never comprehend that. We will never comprehend that that could actually happen, that somebody could pay the price for me, for my debt. Now, as I'm going on, we think about the Word of God. And I often thought that people will try to say, well, just men wrote that over the years. Well, yeah, they did. Men wrote that. But the Word of God tells us that it is inspired by God. Now, if you think about grace for a second, if you think about real love, a God-like love for a second, man cannot comprehend that. Man cannot duplicate that. Man, without the guidance of God, could not produce a book with this power.
Amen.
Man's way would be, if you break the rules, you're out. You don't give me enough money, you're out. You don't do it my way, you're out. That's man's way. But God's way is He loves each and every one of you and all your baggage. Come to Him.
Amen.
Come to Him. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Now think about that. And, you know, my thinker is pretty low budget, if you know what I mean. And trying to comprehend the love of God. That's where that faith comes in. That's where that joy unspeakable, that song that was sang, comes in. Man cannot conjure up joy unspeakable. Man cannot stir in your heart of hearts, what only God can.
Amen.
Now right back to, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. How often do we get, hey, I've heard people say they believe the Bible, but say, I don't care what that says, this is the way I believe. Now, what's up with that? Yeah. But yet that's going on today. That's going on in our families today. That's going on in our churches today. I like this, don't like that. I like this, I don't like that. We got to get back to true gospel.
Amen.
We got to get back to the basis of which the Christian foundation is built upon, and that is the solid rock of the perfect life, death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the bottom line of it all. That's the message that needs to be preached every day. I said a couple weeks ago, what do we need to do to get people to come in? Put up a sign that says, we now sell beer. I seen that down here at the Family Dollar. We now sell beer. We can get a lot more customers in. I know old Dave Sullivan over there at Rockport, a lot of folks come in there to buy beer. They just assume he sells beer. He don't sell beer. And they say, you need to sell beer. He said, I ain't selling beer. And I sure hope we don't have to sell beer to church. One of the sermons talked about the worship service. And he went on to say when the speaker got up or the leaders, "How do y'all feel today? I'm trying to get y'all excited, you know." But I'm touching on emotions that are just physical emotions. Mountaineer scored a touchdown. Boy, I get excited. But it's about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. It's about having a sincere relationship with God. It's about praising Him with open hands. It's about praising Him from the heart, in spirit and in truth. This is a real thing, folks. We're talking in Exodus right now, talking about the stories of Pharaoh and the plagues and all this. And Sean emphasized this morning, that is not a fairy tale that man wrote one day in the past. That is a true event that happened in the history of mankind. That is the truth that lies in the Word of God. Now, our thoughts, we can't comprehend that. We can't comprehend turning water into blood. They try to explain it away by it was a food coloring or whatever it might be. But it was literal blood because God did it, God said it, and it is fact. My thoughts are not His thoughts. My ways are not His ways. That's why we need to put off our thoughts. We need to put off our ways. Because I still have those thoughts of why are you doing this? And I need them to go away. But they're from the gods that the Egyptians served. It talked about all that. They had a god for everything. And I look in this world today, everybody has a god that suits what I want. God of this, god of that, god of unnatural affections. You know, all kinds of them. The god of money, the god of power. They're all from one source, Satan. Everybody know that. I hope everybody knows that here this morning. Satan hates you. He wants to control you. He wants to destroy you. Because if he can destroy you, he can destroy your home. He can destroy your family. I've seen it go clear up to destroying a church. Just Satan's attack against one individual. We got to remember, focus on the Lord. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. We need to focus on the thoughts of God. We need to focus on the power of the true Word of God. Today, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 6. And I'm about done. And these will be familiar scriptures to you, but let's look at them in light of what the message has been about this morning, about the focus on your life as a Christian, your focus on your life to be a Christian, your focus on your life to stand firm, your focus on your life to be a Christian tomorrow, to do what you need to be doing every day. We need to stand firm, rock solid, every minute of every day in every situation that we are in. We cannot compromise in business dealings. We cannot compromise in anything we do. We cannot compromise in our finances. We got to stay rock solid firm on His thoughts. Matthew chapter 6, 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Point being, I just turned 60. I have 60 years of thoughts. Some things I forget, mostly names, but other things I do remember. And a lot of stuff, even from my childhood, are still in there. And they still disturb me to this day. I am still so sorry for some of those things that pop up in there. I know God has forgiven me for them. Because he sent his son to die on the cross. And he made a way that through him, I can overcome that. But I want my thoughts to be like his thoughts. I want my thoughts to focus on his word. I want my thoughts to go away. What about you? Seek ye first. How am I going to do that? I'm going to keep seeking God. How am I going to do that? I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm going to meditate on him. Oh, Robbie Zacharias, if you ever heard of him, probably the smartest man I ever heard talk. But he would say, keep thinking. Keep thinking. And I do that. I remember thinking, how can that be? And the scriptures tells me, because God said it, because God made it, because God did it. I hope that's where you're at here this morning. I hope you can put aside your thoughts. If you're like mine, most of my thoughts are leading you down a dead end street. But it's the Word of God that gives us hope. It's the Word of God that gives us that joy unspeakable. And I've still been living up here for the last 10 years. I'm glad you all didn't see where I was at. But I'm thankful you can see where he's at right now. Okay? And I was thinking today, after hearing those sermons about worshiping and the watered down gospel, because I've been called the cheerleader here. But I don't do that in a charismatic way. I don't mean that, because I've seen that happen. I'm trying to get you excited just to get you excited because I'm excited. No, I'm excited because of what Jesus has done to this guy right here. It's up to you to work out your own salvation. And you have everything to be excited about if you have accepted Jesus into your heart.
Amen.
You do. I used to think about all these testimonies these folks could stand up and give. Man, what a powerful testimony. Man, that's encouraging. Boy, I wish I had a testimony like that. You do. You do. You were moved from death unto life through Jesus Christ. There is no better testimony ever. You have been saved from hell's fire by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. That's pretty good stuff right there. That's encouraging. That's what Jamie's about, I guess. Because I've been so excited for the last 10 years of what God has done in my life. And he changed something inside of me. And I'm sure you all know it. But this is my testimony right now. He's changed stuff inside of me that I could have never done. I tried for years to attain a satisfaction. And all I did was run around and run in the ditch and wreck and fall over and chase my tail. And was never successful until I just said, okay, God, it's yours. He changed something in here that I still can't explain, but I know is real.
Amen.
My thoughts are not his thoughts. His ways are not my ways. I'm going to drop down here and read Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It says, ask. Now listen. Listen, what Jesus, this is words in red, so this is Jesus telling you and me, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That's the promises right from God himself. Jesus was God in the flesh, and he's telling you right now, right this very minute, you can have a relationship with him right now. Think on the thoughts of Jesus. Jesus put his thoughts into words, and they're directly pointed at each and every one of us here this day. I was thinking this morning in my mind about the scripture and the altar call. Maybe right now, Teresa, if you want to go ahead and come and Tony get a song. But right now, if you're a Christian and you've been born again, bought by the blood, and you're struggling because you're doing the thinking, now, right now, today is the day to take that step, to make a unfeigned commitment to serve the Lord. And if you're a lost person here today, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." If you're here this morning and you might be lost, you might not have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, today is the day. Amen. Today is the day. It is a day that the Lord hath made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. We can do that. And that's something the world can't produce. They can't make enough new cars to keep us satisfied. They can't print enough money to keep us satisfied. But God sent His Son to take care of that. And one more thing, Tony, before we go. I was thinking about that time period when, I think on Wednesday night, Greg talked about this, between the sixth and the ninth hour, when God turned His back on Jesus. That's when the sacrifice was made. And it made me think about in the Old Testament, where they had to kill two animals to cover the one blood to cover the priest and the other blood to cover us all. So, and it made me stop and think, what's happening? What's going on? And that very bad. All we know is Jesus hung there on the cross with His blood running down His face and His body. And in the Old Testament, all we know that happened was that sheep died and there was blood sprinkled around. And the priest went inside and sprinkled blood. That's all we know. That's all we can see. That's all we can comprehend. Think about, my thoughts are not your thoughts. That's when your sins were forgiven. Can man pretend that? We cannot. It's only through the blood of the Lamb and the word of His testimony. So think about that this week. Let your thoughts, check your thoughts and see where you're at. We need to seek God every minute of every day, in every action, in every way.